So, rewrite your hourly commitment. If at this point it's less than 15 hours a week, change it. Rewrite your hourly commitment. Do that at the conclusion of this CD. And I want you to write down the specific days of the week that you're going to work. Don't just write down, hey, I'm going to work 18 hours a week. Write down which days you're going to do it and what times during those days that you're going to do it. And one thing that I want you to remember, this business is primarily built in evenings and weekends. I'm going to say that again. This business is primarily built evenings and weekends. Now, why is that? Well, because most people during the day are at work. Most people on the weekend, they're off. But in the evenings, they have time. The weekends, they have time. The more hours you spend on your business doing the correct activity, the faster you'll go platinum. So what I'm going to suggest you do is as you're writing down the hours in which day you're going to spend on your business to go platinum, that you primarily write down evenings and weekends. That you write down which hours you can spend each day and each weekend on your business, because that's the highest chance of seeing prospects is on the evening and the weekend. It's the highest chance of talking to prospects. Again, most people are working during the day. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that the only time you can build your business is evenings and weekends. You may have a couple of hours spare during the week where you could go and see people. So, in fact, if you can find people, if you can find prospects, if you can reach them, then certainly you can do the activity during the day. But primarily, this is an evenings and weekend business. So, what is the correct activity? I use the words. The more hours you spend on your business doing the correct activity, the faster you go platinum. What is the correct activity? Well, it's following precisely the system that's laid out for you. And the closer that you stay on track to that system, the faster you'll get platinum. One thing I want you to remember in building your platinum ship, it's not solely dependent on just what you do. It's dependent on what other people do. But what will dictate what they do is what you do. I'm going to say that again. Your business is not solely dependent on you. It's dependent on other people. In other words, to build a platinum ship, it's you selling memberships, and then they have to sell memberships as well to go platinum. But when they do it, how they do it, will be determined by you. You are all you need to go platinum. You don't need an upline. You don't need education. You need you, and you need to follow this system. That's it. There is no more. The challenge is that people sometimes jump into something, they do totally the incorrect activity, and they can't build a platinum ship, and they wonder why. Or that even if they do build a platinum ship, it falls apart. In other words, people start quitting, and they don't maintain their platinum ship. There's a very specific reason for that, and before the conclusion of this CD series, you'll understand it. So one of the things that we're going to go through is not only what to do, but we're also going to tell you why you don't do certain things. We're in a business of duplication. We want to duplicate your activities. And I'm going to say this again. The only thing you need to go platinum is you. So you may be thinking, well, I want to go platinum, but my upline or my sponsor really isn't that engaged. They don't want to go platinum. That's fine. That's perfect. A lot of people have that same scenario. Write this down. The speed of the leader is the speed of the group. The speed of the leader is the speed of the group. If it's to be, it's up to me.